We continue with In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Good morning. Troy Coverdale sitting in for Brandon Peoples this morning. We're joined on the phone by USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed, Board Member Daryl Eady joining us as well now here as we move into our second. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going today?
Good. Thank you for joining us here for a few thoughts. I was just talking with Eric about tonight's meeting a bit and the pandemic response discussion that will come up. How comfortable are you at this point with where the district is and what it has accomplished in terms of the coronavirus fight?
Well, I think as far as the fight goes, we've done quite well. It'll be an interesting discussion around the board tonight, you know, because of all the activities and things. And I think there has been a few cases pop up this week. We'll see what happens with that and some of the other discussions around the board. But I won't, of course, speak for the board itself right now. That's for the whole group tonight.
With the potential of extending the mask policy, are you behind that?
Well, again, that's something we'll discuss more tonight. That's not something I want to point to myself. We're talking about the board as a whole right now. So,
very good. Understand where you're coming from on that. As you take a look, though, at where we sit in this, and Eric noted that it's really still more in the front view than it is the rear view. But it really has been an amazing stretch to have to put together all of the things and deal with all of the curveballs that have come up. And the board is part of that. And they have really had to deal with a lot in terms of how to manage the district through what is one of the biggest challenges I think most of us have seen in our lives.
Well, you consider this has been, at least 18 months now of dealing with this, and then, you know, having to go close down basically for a short time and then come back hybrid and totally off, and, you know, just the back and forth of everything. It's just, I applaud the dedication of our teachers and administrators and all the hard work they've gone through and the advisory groups that we've had and the discussions we've had there. It's just, this is tough. No matter how you want to look at it, this has been tough.
As you take a look at tonight's meeting with other items that are on that, as Eric and I were discussing off air, pretty simple meeting otherwise, a pretty basic meeting otherwise tonight. What are the things that right now the board is looking towards outside of coronavirus?
Well, some of it is the, basic things like machines and stuff that we're getting rid of, old ones that we replaced. our maintenance department keeps everything held together with Band-Aids and spit and glue, you know, the old, and same with our transportation groups. You know, they just barely hold them together as long as they can. Then we finally get rid of them and purchase new ones. We have some of that going on tonight. And, of course, right now we are still in the midst of construction. So we have a lot of construction updates, adjustments to the construction programs going on right now.
Again, we're joined by Daryl Eady of the USD 383 board, as well as District Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. Eric, what updates do you have on construction for us?
Oh gosh, you know, we're kind of in a lull where we're in design phase for the other elementary schools that we haven't got to yet, so we're working on that. Also working on a new plan for Central Kitchen to renovate that building and the transportation department, so our property out on Hayes, we've been working on that as well. So we're kind of in the conversation, concept designs, and trying to narrow those down to what we want to go to bid out. Hopefully get those things bidded out this winter, so we're ready to start construction late spring.
You brought up to me that there is a day off coming up next week?
Yeah, well, a couple things.
Actually, I wanted to mention that myself.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Daryl. We'll touch on that. You go ahead.
Well, it's already time for parent-teacher conferences and things coming up. And we got the secondary parent teacher conferences are next week. The middle school conferences are Monday and Wednesday, September 20th and 22nd. And the high school conferences are Wednesday and Thursday, 22nd and 23rd. Please contact all of the pertinent information about that at your schools. And Friday, September is no school day for all USD 383 schools. And one thing I definitely want to mention, we do have a lot of jobs still open. So please visit our website at www.usd383.org and look at some of those opportunities that are out there. We've got a lot.
One of the things that will take place tonight in the district meeting, Eric, is that there's a special recognition for band director Joel Gittle.
Yeah, Mr. Gittle was named the 2021-22 Outstanding Music Educator by the Kansas National Federation of State High School Association. So really proud of Mr. Gittle and the Big Blue Marching Band and all the work they do with our music department. They're really an outstanding crew, and I know Mr. Gittle would point to his team as being part of that success. It's not a one-man show, but he's a great leader of our music program.
Daryl, it is such a well-deserved honor for Mr. Gittle, because he has worked so very diligently in continuing to improve not just the marching band, but really music at MHS in every phase.
Well, and I don't think people realize just how important music is. In our programs, we have, 400 marching band students. We also have the orchestras and all the other activities that go on. And a lot of people actually go to college on a band and orchestra type of scholarship, so that financially is great. And all the math that goes into music and things, it's just a huge program. And he has given us such a strong base. I mean, you look at back in the old days and you may have had 100 band members. Now you got hundreds of band members. So he's really grown our program, and it's really been great.
Eric, what other thoughts do you have here as we move towards the bottom of the hour and our next break?
Pretty excited about, I can't believe parent-teacher conferences is rolling around already at the secondary site. Right around the corner, we'll have elementary conferences next month. So the year's flowing. Activities are going. Pretty happy with what we've been able to do. So just continue to bear with us through this, doing what we have to do to keep school open. I echo what Daryl said about employees. We have classified positions. If you're interested in para, food service, custodial maintenance, we're putting a lot of pressure on those people because we're so shorthanded. So we can really help us out and help our system out by filling those positions. So if you need a job, we've got jobs. And some of the most rewarding work you'll ever have is working with teachers and kids. They're amazing. They can do amazing things. So join our team.
How many positions do you have right now that you're seeking to fill?
I don't even know the number of them, but it is dozens. I would say we have, multiple para positions, probably over 50 of them district-wide. So we're stretching that crew to their capacity and probably beyond. I think it's 5 to 6 on custodial maintenance and food service, and we always need bus drivers. So you can drive a bus. We have enough activities. We're having cross-country meets, volleyball matches, football games on pretty much any night of the week. So we need extra drivers the very best we can. So if you can do anything to help us along the way and you've got the time, it's a great spot to be.
Daryl, from your vantage point, what else would you like to mention?
Well, as always, we had a lot of donations this time around, and I wanted to mention those. We had a $4,900 cash donation from DCCA Incorporated to Manhattan High School for the SAD SAFE program, supplies and expenses. $1,000 cash donation from BHS Construction to Manhattan High School for purchase of tool belts for a carpentry class. I'm sure they're looking for carpenters. And a $2,145.32 cash donation from Strawbridge Studios Incorporated to the following elementary schools for classroom supplies, and that's a $947.63 to Amanda Arnold Elementary, $570.10 to Bluemont Elementary, and $627.59 to Northview Elementary, for a grand total of $8,045.32. And we really appreciate all those donations and everything, especially right now with SAD, which is Students Against Destructive Decisions. You know, this year, that's a tough area. Also want to remind everybody that a lot of the PTOs and site councils are starting at your elementary schools and other schools. Please get involved. Those are very, very important.
Okay, very good. Both of you, thank you. Appreciate the time this morning, and we'll look forward to what takes place this evening and report on it accordingly. And, of course, we'll catch up to you later on here on In Focus as well.
Thank you very much.
You have a great day.
Eric Reed, Assistant Superintendent in District 383, as well as 383 Board Member Daryl Eady, joining us this morning here on In Focus. When we continue, Manhattan Christian College President, that's what I get for abbreviating in my notes, Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram joins us for our second half hour of In Focus this morning on News Radio KMAN.